This is Mike Kay and Sal Berrigan coming to you from Comic-Con 2014. We're here with Tom King and Tim Seeley. Guys, how you doing today?
We're doing real well. Thanks for having us on. I really appreciate it, man.
Oh, no problem. So it's really cool you guys got to work on Nightwing and now working on Grayson during the 75th anniversary of Batman. What's that like?
It's definitely an honor, and especially, you know, Tom has said a bunch of times, you know, Dick Grayson's his favorite character, so getting to be the people that are working on it during this guy's sort of, you know, monumental year, it's pretty cool.
So he's been a staple, though, as Nightwing, so why switch him over to Secret Agent Grayson now?
To me, the idea was, and this was always the pitch for the series, is my daughter has, on her wall, she has a picture of Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman, as sort of the triumvirate, the top three. And I want Dick Grayson to be up there. He's got a 74-year history. He's actually a little older than Wonder Woman. And we wanted to raise the stakes. We wanted him to stick out, to sort of not be, you know, in the Batman's shadow, but to be in like the most the toughest situation you can, so you can see how Dick Grayson shines under pressure. And so that's what this book is.
And in the Grayson comic, are we now going to see any crossovers with the Bat family, or is he going to be out totally on his own?
No. I mean, the second issue, you do see, you know, as Dick's mission is to sort of report back to Batman, you will see the job that he has to do. So he does, you know, talk with his boss.
And there's some great Mikael Janin Batman.
Yeah, you get to see Mikael Janin draw Batman. Just partially, we just want to be like, well, Batman's here because he looks great, and Mikael's going to make him look awesome. But you know, his job, you'll instantly see that he's not removed from the Batman universe per se. He's just removed from Gotham City. But I mean, you know, and you're going to see. Obviously, the mission that he's on is something that affects all the big DC superheroes. So it's really, a, you know, sort of cementing him in this job that entails all of the DCU.
And any story arcs or anything you guys can speak to that are coming up?
Well, tell them about Future's End. That's the issue that comes out in September.
Yeah, I'm incredibly proud of Future's End number one, Grayson. It's an issue that spans the entire history of Dick Grayson, from the time the trapeze rope broke to 5 years from now, when he's been in Spiral and he's been corrupted and he's been through a war. And you see how it's all of one piece, how Dick Grayson has evolved but still stayed who he is. And it's a brilliant issue, and I love it. And it's a puzzle issue. There's a puzzle involved. You read it, and at the end you go, oh, and then you read it again. So I'm super proud of it.
Well, you both work for a few different companies, Bongo, Devil's Due, and I was just wondering, what's the transition like from going from
Simon
one company?
Simon Schuster? What, CIA?
I'm going to ask about that one in a second here, because I have a question on that.
Publisher, the CIA?
They're on Twitter, that's publishing.
Well, what's it like transitioning, though, from company to company?
It's a freelancer. The freelancer job is, you know, always interesting because the one year you go to the show and you're sort of scrambling for work, and the next year you get to hang out in the DC suite and, you know, drink soda and watch everybody hang out with, like, your idols from when you were a kid. It's a strange job that way, but, I mean, you're sort of always just hoping that you come up with a good idea for something you know you love and you can do a good job of. But, yeah, I've always found, you know, each company's always they treat their people good because they know that they need we make stuff up, so you gotta be nice to the guys that make the stuff up, you know.
Well, Tim, I gotta ask you. You work for Devil's Due on the G.I. Joe Transformers. I'm a big Transformers fan. So, what was it like working on that series?
I mean, it was just like playing with toys, basically. I mean, that's kind of how I treated it. It was like, what would I have done as a kid? I would have just threw all the toys on the floor, G.I. Joe and Transformers, and then just smushed them all together. And that's how I wrote the book, basically.
And I read you started out with children's books. How did you make that transition from children's books into comic books?
When I got out of college, I moved to Minneapolis, and there was a children's book company there, and I got a job as the guy who knew Photoshop, basically. This is like 2001 and 2000. I eventually made my way to get to draw children's books for them all day. I was doing like scientific books, so like I would have to dissect a frog and draw that, what it looked like, and then, you know, it was like an instructional science books and like fun stuff, like weird children's books. Like, they were really big into science publishing stuff.
So when we're doing this Oregon storyline,
yeah, I know a little
you're
bit
going
about
back
it
to your roots.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, at night I would draw comics, and then it kind of eventually just became the comics took over from the children's book thing, which is what I always wanted anyway. But I did have a job where I had to go to an office for like 2 years before I got into comics. So a whole 2 years out of college, I had a real job, and now I've been doing comics for 13 years, and yeah, now I'm ruined.
Which is essential, because if you've worn a tie and had a commute,
yes,
then you always want to be a comic, right?
Yes.
That once you
will never go back.
Yeah, no, yeah.
you will claw and fight to not go back to that job.
And Tom, you alluded to it earlier. I Google your name and counterterrorism comes up. So how did you make that transition?
Something wrong, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to talk to Google about that. Yeah, what happened?
So how did you make that transition from the CIA over to comic books?
It was more like comic books to the CIA. Okay. I know that sounds weird. I was a huge comic book fan. I always wanted to write them. I'm just like the typical guy who grows up and just embraces that world. And I didn't intern at Marvel and DC. Marvel at the same time Tim did, which is very weird. And like a million others, when 9/11 happened, sort of my life went in a different direction. I volunteered. And I volunteered for the CIA, sort of just to do something to help. And I ended up doing that for years, doing counterterrorism work overseas. It's the pride of my life. I loved it. I work with real heroes who were really saving the world. And then I had a kid. I had a little boy, and I sort of couldn't be the father I wanted to be and the spy I wanted to be. So I went back to my first love, which was comic books. And I wrote a novel, and it got picked up very fortunately. And DC noticed it, and now I'm here.
That's awesome. And how was it working with Bongo on Futurama and Simpsons?
I never actually worked with him, but if I had, it would have been...
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, like I said, when I Googled you, that's what actually came up. So, okay.
Damn that other song.
Yeah.
Was it another time? You were a character in the book, and that's the CIA published it.
Yes. Yeah. That makes more sense.
That makes sense.
All right. Now, a new fan coming into your guys' lines, looking up you guys, what different titles do you think that they should look at to really get an idea of what you guys are all about?
Well, Grayson is a good one.
Yeah, I would start with Grayson.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I think I come from, I published a lot of creator-owned stuff through Image and stuff, so I've done my book Hack Slash, I did for 10 years, and then I do have a book Revival that currently comes out through Image. I think those are good representations, so, you know, I could recommend those.
And I wrote a novel called A Once Crowded Sky, which, coincidence of a coincidence, stars Dick Grayson archetype, a former sidekick who's struggling with that role in his life. If you want to know about me as a writer, sir, that's my watchman, that's my baby, I love it, so you should check it out.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. Really appreciate the interview. Mike Kay and Sal Bergen signing off from Comic-Con.